December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome back, my friends, to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on that first topic of five. The others are going to proceed much more quickly, I suspect, but this is a critical topic. This concept of writing instruments against the Department of Treasury or a Treasury direct account and all of the biblical nightmares that you'll bring down upon yourself if you do that, but also that relates to this whole idea of negativity, that people get so easily discouraged, or they're just suffering under the weight of a protracted case, and we certainly understand that, and I begrudge no one their melancholy moments when they feel, at times, perhaps, that it's just too much to bear. But remember that if you simply make the decision to not suffer under the weight of negativity, there are practitioners, skillful practitioners of the beneficiaries and common payment method, who use the knowledge that we just reviewed in the last couple of segments every single day. They have charges levied against them, they have cases, but they have never spent one day in that courtroom. They are walking around among us mortals like Neo at the end of that original Matrix movie, remember? When he comes out with his sunglasses on and gives him a message over the telephone. They're not suffering repercussions or attacks. Their warrants or orders have been paid and settled, and the computer reflects that. And they just go about their lives as free, sovereign men and women. Some of them are, in fact, actually receiving refunds of payments that they made for certain goods and services, but that is not the subject matter of today's program. I would just like to urge those folks who have not successfully assimilated these concepts that we've been discussing to not try any sort of risky undertaking. It doesn't make sense. You must give yourself time to develop and grow and allow the cucumber to mature into a nice ripe pickle. We need to be patient, just as the Lord is patient. Look how many thousands of years He's waited for us to clean up our act. We need to allow our intellects to catch up to our hearts and our souls. And I guess that leads me to the end of this topic, which would be just another word about Barton. Many of you have written me about Barton over the many months. Sam, what do you think about this? What's your take on this? What's your take on that? And I haven't really commented, and I'll tell you why. It has saddened me right along to see Barton participating as a fiction in this fictional three-act play. Act one is the indictment. Act two, of course, is the trial. Act three is the prison sentence. To be acting through an attorney, arguing the facts, and even relying upon an appeal process that he described in his email. Look, Barton is one of my heroes. I have listened to Barton's materials over and over again over the years, and I enjoy his demeanor. I have downloaded all of his interviews on another network. And he's a courageous frontline man who has given selflessly to others. I hope that he will not be seduced by judges whispering in his ear about how much they appreciate the work that he's done, which has actually happened. So let's all take a moment over the break to pray for a positive outcome for Barton Buttes.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm glad to have you back in the program. And now we're going to shift gears in just a moment. I hope we all joined in that prayer for Barton and that our prayers for the highest outcome will be heard. Let me just say this, that if it was me, I think it is my firm belief that we have reached the point in our technology where Barton could settle. If I was in Barton's shoes, I would settle that account privately. I would rescind all the prior process, and I would continue on with my life under my right of avoidance. And believe me, they would be left holding the successor surety in short order. And I would thrust that successor surety under their nose, even if I had to arrest it myself. That said, we're going to hold off on the phones just a moment because I think this might be a good time to introduce the second topic about defending a notary. Because if I was to do the process that I just mentioned regarding Barton, it would be a private administrative process and a notary would be involved at every step of presentment. The notary is the key to achieving the administrative judgment. So every once in a while, an attorney will step forth or another agent of the government and will either make an inquiry or do worse when a perfectly legitimate letter of due presentment, properly constructed and with authorities cited thereon, it reaches their desk. They ignore the authorities and they put the challenge on the notary giving him the opportunity that the United States always gives the opportunity to those it investigates, the opportunity to confess to a crime that doesn't exist. So this happens all the time. I get these reports maybe every week to 2 weeks, and we have all kinds of different responses. But this week I was involved in the construction of an administrative remedy for it. And let me just give a warning to that particular state. If you get any smart ideas that I'm the man behind the notary, you'd be making a big mistake, my friends. This notary is highly capable. You do not want a piece of him. Because if you come calling after his response, trust me, he will come at you commercially, and in short order, he'll be holding lien rights to all that you value, and he will call in various agencies to collect on the liability. He's very good at this. I'm very good at this, and the other people in his support groups are very good at this. I would urge you to be cautious and take the hint. Let me just say this. We've seen cordial and less than cordial inquiries. Sometimes we get an inquiry from a sheriff. We get inquiry letters from attorneys saying, "What gives? I've never seen a notary do this." And that's the right thing for the attorney to do, or the marshal to do, or the sheriff to do. We respect that, and we give them a cordial response. In this case, the attorney did what persons, not people, what unconscious persons of no conscience will do, and went right to the bar and made a charge. Did it ever cross that attorney's mind, well, I could be destroying someone's life? No. He's willing, in this case, she is willing to use legal process to impair perfectly legal public procedures and destroy someone's life in the process without so much as a warning. That's not because she's an attorney. That's because she's less than human. When she functions in that capacity as a legal fiction in clear violation of the Lord's law, she is about to be smitten by the law. And Lord only knows how that will happen. But here is the response under those circumstances. A notary's letter carrying in a second notice of authority. The first notice, of course, was the original notary's presentment, which cited the authorities. And here's what the second notice of authority, here are actually the documents that are being carried under this second notary's presentment. In other words, this process where the notary is responding, or in fact, the response could have been from the principal who engaged the notary, is being presented by another notary, and it includes a second notice of authority, a notice of administrative remedy, an affidavit of facts by specific negative averment, and a proposed criminal complaint. If you get the idea, this response is perhaps a little less cordial than they're used to when they send out a letter of an inquiry into unlicensed practice of law. You bet. It's substantially less cordial, and it's substantially better business under this circumstance. So when the attorney goes to the Bar Association, what the attorney is doing is basically saying, I want you to do my dirty work for me. I want you to send one of those nasty, curt bar letters. We are investigating you, and we are all important. We are arrogant attorneys, and we will smite you for engaging in our practice of law, because we own it. And here's the response. Dear sirs, thank you for your inquiry in the above matter. And this above matter is titled the Second Notice of Authority. Regarding notary authorization, permit me to refer you to Chapter 103, Section 13, and we quoted a state law. And it basically says, the protest of a bill of exchange, promissory note, or order for the payment of money certified by a notary public under his hand and official seal shall be prima facie evidence of the facts stated in such protest and of the giving of notice to the drawer or endorser. Folks, that's direct from one of the early sections of the UCC, as I recall, and you can find that in every one of your states. Next paragraph says, rule such and such, in this case under that state's civil procedures, authorizes notary to issue subpoenas. Now, not every state has that. But in this state, it is accessible, and in some states, it might not be under civil procedures. It might be It might be mentioned in the rules of civil procedures, but it might be in a separate notary law. For instance, in New York, it's in, as I recall, New York Executive Law 135, and it basically states that they have the power to hold depositions. Some states have it expressly stated, just like this state, and if they do, this is what we put in as the second point of attention. Subpoena. Every subpoena shall be issued by the clerk of court, by a notary public, or by a justice of the peace, shall state the name of the court and the title of the action, blah, 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 blah. Then we go on to say, in the state of, I'll just use New York as an example. In the state of, notaries also have statutory authority to issue summonses, and I listed that authority in parentheses. Take depositions, listed it in parentheses. And, of course, make presentment of writings and demand payment of various commercial instruments consistent with notary public statutory powers dating back to the passage of the Congressional Notary Act of 1850. Or you could simply cite the UCC in that state. In New York, I believe it's 3-508, 509, 510, and 11, where they tie up the concepts of issuing a protest and a notice of dishonor. In addition, a notary is a duly recognized magistrate, in parentheses, Compton versus State of Alabama, 214 U.S., in parentheses, 1909. So that states State of Alabama, comma, in italics, and then, in non-italic type, 214 U period S period space 1 space parenthesis 1909. All of these powers are essential commercial functions under public policy and shall not be questioned collaterally, in parenthesis, that's Bulleen, B-U-L-L-E-N-E, versus Garrison, G-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, comma, 1 Washington Territory, period, 587, in parenthesis, 1879, close parenthesis. By the way, thank you, Linda, for those citations. As attorneys, your knowledge of this information is reasonably presumed. Now, as you know, I don't cite case law or statutes often, but this is a notary responding, and he's responding to attorneys who will very much understand what is being said here. These are the citations, and as attorneys, your knowledge of this information is reasonably presumed. By the way, this letter is entitled to the attorney who sent the inquiry, all of the attorneys on the board of investigation that she reported to by carbon copy, and to the attorney who made the complaint. Now let's get into the fun part of the letter. As this authority was stated in the first paragraph of my letter of due presentment above noted, then Jane Doe's, that would be the attorney who made the complaint, Jane Doe's decision to file a complaint without firsthand knowledge of my intentions or actual involvement is curious. That was the nicest way it could be stated. This letter comprises second notice of authority in uppercase letters. To the best of my knowledge, all notarial functions in this matter were consistent with statutory authority. It is my express intention to comply with all applicable law, just as it is your intention not to accept the substantial civil and criminal risks of threatening legal procedure to corrupt lawful public procedures. And that ends page one. And at that point, suddenly their ears are going to perk up, and they're going to look more closely at who they've been dealing with. New paragraph. As a courtesy, I have attached a brief affidavit to ensure. Now, how do we present an affidavit? Here's an affidavit. We want you to rebut it. Nah. We have slightly more clever ways of making presentment. As a courtesy, I have attached a brief affidavit to ensure the integrity of the public record and to provide a good faith opportunity for Jane Doe to clear her name of the presumption of a willful violation of DR 7-102. That's their disciplinary regulation. That 7-102 is pretty common from state to state. And various sections, the presumption of a willful violation of DR 7-102, and various sections of Title 18 USC, and for the other recipients of this letter to disprove any presumption of conspiracy and racketeering. This letter and attachments will be filed in the county record. To rise to the level of rebuttal, any response must be sworn under penalty of perjury, pursuant to first-hand knowledge of contrary facts or evidence. We'll come back to this in a moment, my friends, after the break. I think you're going to enjoy the next paragraph a whole heck of a lot.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, Fred. Welcome back. We're reading an administrative response to an unlicensed practice of law inquiry from a state private bar association. And it goes on to say, this letter and attachments will be filed in the county record. Boom. Shot number two across the bow. I'm not playing games. This will be a matter of public record. To rise to the level of rebuttal to the affidavit, any response must be sworn under penalty of perjury pursuant to first-hand knowledge of contrary facts or evidence. This is your occasion to state on the record your first-hand knowledge of my actions, intentions, and authority, or forever be estopped therefrom. See, folks, how many times have patriots been arrested with that classic method they have of filling out the affidavit of probable cause? The officer signs a statement that says it was such and such's intention to do A, B, and C, and you're just seething to argue with him, right? I want to put that guy on the stand. How do you know my intentions? Did we have a conversation? No. Did you see a videotape of me stating my intentions? No. So, in other words, you made a false statement on an application. You don't know my intentions, do you? Well, I judged it by what I saw on the paper. And now you're in all of that equity BS. Well, this is an opportunity to use an affidavit, and I just love affidavits. in administrative process to use a very simple affidavit. I think the affidavit here was four small paragraphs. There is no evidence that such and such was attempting to practice law without a license or had intention to practice. There is no evidence that any of the notary's procedures were illegal or unlawful or a violation of authority, etc., etc. Simple stuff. Now, the next paragraph is only if one intends to and has the skill to enforce what one is about to state. In the unfortunate event of an unverified rebuttal, in other words, if you send back your typical little lawyer's nonsense, we categorically deny and we're going to refer this on for further investigation, we're going to make a statement, we're going to make a charge to the prosecutor or to the court for practicing law without a license, well, that would be an unverified rebuttal. In the unfortunate event of an unverified rebuttal, filing of a frivolous action beyond closure of this matter, so we've made our intentions known, or failure to exhibit evidence of closure within 10 days, so they need to respond affirmatively that it's closed or give me a verified response, it would be necessary, but how do we put teeth in that? We're suggesting that if they don't close it or give a verified response, something's going to happen. And we go on to say, it would be necessary to prosecute the DR violations to disbarment or through disbarment and invite all parties under subpoena to visit the Northeast, and we're having such lovely weather, folks, to discuss their intentions and knowledge under penalty of perjury. Now, that's language that attorneys, living men, can understand through the fiction, the quagmire of quicksand in their little attorney brains, having been trained in law school to only see the fictions. That's something they can understand. To that end, comma, as a further courtesy, I have attached a proposed criminal complaint for you to review with counsel and edit. We're magnanimous. We give them every opportunity to plead, thereby assuring your administrative opportunity to plead. What are we saying to them? We're exhausting our administrative remedy, and you won't have exhausted yours if you don't plead, so don't even get started. In my experience, comma, grand juries are spellbound when a private party makes direct presentation of official misconduct, especially on the part of attorneys acting in conspiracy for personal profit or shielding prosecution. In other words, we're letting them know we'll take care of the U.S. attorney, too, if necessary. It is my intention that all parties have adequate opportunity to avoid violating 18 U.S.C. sections 873, 1503, 1510, 1519, 1509, 1623, or federal and state statutes pertaining to conspiracy and an ongoing enterprise of racketeering. Promote the impression of tampering with a witness pursuant to section 1512, or accept the substantial commercial liabilities of violating public policy. Let me repeat that sentence. In my experience, grand juries are spellbound when a private party makes direct presentation of official misconduct, especially on the part of these attorneys. It is my intention that all parties have adequate opportunity to avoid violating 18 U.S.C. all of those sections, promote the impression so they can avoid promote, or perhaps it should say promoting the impression of tampering with a witness, or accepting the substantial commercial liabilities of violating public policy. A list of former public officials rendered uninsurable after distress of their bonds is available on request of counsel. Now, only people who can make these statements in good conscience as being truthful under the eyes of the Lord should use these statements. But this is how I would likely respond. New paragraph. I trust this response will satisfy your inquiry. We've also said other things like this response is extended in the spirit of brotherhood with my fellow Christians. We'll finish up this letter, folks, after the break, and then we'll go to the phones. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
For miles around, you can hear the drums, from model logs and old tom tom. Right from a jungle so loud and plain.
Welcome back, my friend.
The boogie train.
Well,
it's the boogie thing.
Welcome back to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before I forget, the Collecting in Bankruptcy CD and the Rockland course, for you constitutionalists especially, are available at takenoprisoners@hush.com, and just ask for Brian in that email. Anyway, this letter goes on to say, in the pretty much the final paragraph, I trust this response will satisfy your inquiry. Might say something like, again, I thank you most cordially for this wonderful opportunity to engage in business. As the complaint has been deemed illegal, comma, all of your processes being returned, annexed hereto, noted, returned for cause without dishonor. Now, why has it been deemed illegal? Because they haven't verified it. They've sent it to a living man. They're making an accusation of practicing law when, in fact, a notary is acting within the notary's lawful commission, totally legally. And because the attorney who made the complaint was provided the authorities at the beginning and simply chose to ignore them. So this is a fraudulent complaint. And we've made that known by this letter, that that attorney could suffer real consequences if this persists, including loss of license by someone who clearly knows how to use the system if necessary. As the complaint has been deemed illegal, all of your processes being returned, annexed hereto noted, returned for cause without dishonor. I have asked a notary to make due presentment. Why send this back naked? Why not have enforcement procedures in place? And that starts with the notary's letter. And by the way, since they're investigating notaries, talk about the confidence that you have in having a notary use the same due presentment letter to make presentment to them of the notary's presentment. Just fascinating, the levels of psychology involved in that. Why don't you prosecute them both? We know what we're doing is illegal, and if you insist, we will be happy to invite you up to the warm Northeast to share your thoughts, intentions, and knowledge. I have asked a notary to make due presentment to ensure the ability to certify non-performance as the administrative judgment for entry as a foreign judgment pursuant to Fauntleroy versus Lum, 210 U.S. 230, and Christmas versus Russell, 5 Wall 290. I wonder about that one, folks. That bears researching. As a further courtesy, please feel free to have your personal attorneys contact me. Your personal attorneys contact me if you require additional clarification or possess evidence of error. All responses should be directed exactly as follows, and then it will be addressed to the original notary that they're investigating, common notary public, uppercase letters, then the presenting notary, or care of the presenting notary, and the presenting notary's address. Service in any other manner will be defective on its face. Again, thank you for your inquiry. With all due respect, and then it has the name of the original notary in uppercase letters, underneath that all rights reserved, and then it's signed by, semicolon, and the original notary's living man name underneath it, comma, authorized signature. Void where prohibited by law. So I think this is designed to make a certain point that attorneys can appreciate. And in the hands of this notary having been the conceiver of this, I think it will be very effective. I know this, if I was in that particular state, I would not want to be facing this notary's wrath. This notary is giving them an opportunity to rebut properly. This notary knows what he's doing. And here is the proposed draft criminal complaint. Let's get right down to the meat of it. It says, on or about a particular date, I made due presentment of certain papers and documents to these particular parties that the complaining attorney was representing upon request of, and he lists the requesting party's name, pursuant to my official duties and obligations as a notary public commissioned in the state of whatever. A notary public acting as agent for the Secretary of State of the state of whatever is specifically empowered to issue subpoenas and conduct depositions and issue notices of dishonor and protest failures to pay pursuant to, and then the complaint lists those statutory authorities. Notice of my statutory authority was prominently included in the first paragraph of the said presentment, in parenthesis, exhibit A, comma, emphasis added, meaning we'll highlight those lines. New paragraph. Notwithstanding, on or about a particular date, I received notice of UPL investigation, that's unlicensed practice of law investigation number such and such, in which Jane Doe stipulating to being, or John Smith stipulating to doing business as the Bar Association located at a particular address, stated his intention to use legal process to impede the lawful execution of the notary's official public duties, in parenthesis Exhibit B. That would be their letter. The said investigation was initiated upon a complaint filed by Jane Doe, notwithstanding Jane Doe's receipt of the above-noted notice of authority. New paragraph. As an attorney, and we listed all of these people now, they have full knowledge and understanding of those statutory authorities. Excuse me, their full knowledge and understanding of those authorities is reasonably assumed or reasonably presumed. Mr. Jones, that's the party who sent the inquiry letter, possession of those authorities is a matter of record, exhibits A and B. Consequently, on or about the date of that letter, Mr. Jones, acting in capacity of an attorney at law licensed to practice within the whatever that state would be that he's practicing in, did duly attempt to coerce, threaten, and impair a duly licensed notary public for the state of whatever, or the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, whatever it happens to be, from engaging in his official public duties for personal profit and gain, comprising a clear and direct violation of sections 873, 1503, 1510, 1519, 1509, 1623, and 1512 of Title 18 of the United States Code. And then we have a paragraph with some blank lines that are left blank on purpose. On or about a particular date, comma, notary public, whoever the notary is that I would have used, may do presentment of a second notice of authority and an affidavit of facts to such and such, pursuant to his official duties and obligations as a notary public commissioned in the state of New York, establishing the public record of my compliance with and express intention to comply with all applicable law. On or about a particular date, the said notary public certified in a binding administrative judgment that John Jones failed to provide a substantive response and has stipulated and agreed with all facts in the said affidavit and notice. So we've now put on the record that they are, once they fail to respond, if they do within 10 days, that paragraph would carry weight, and if not, it would say that they did respond, but it was an unverified response. And the final paragraph says, as a matter of law, second to the final paragraph says, as a matter of law, no facts in this criminal complaint are in dispute. All parties are in agreement. That's how we drew from the administrative remedy. They are in complete agreement that they're guilty. It's done. All you have to do is issue the true bill. Notwithstanding the above, in violation of the estoppel, on or about a particular date, John Jones, acting in capacity of an attorney at law, licensed to practice within the state of whatever, did duly attempt to coerce, threaten, and impair a duly licensed notary public for the state of whatever from engaging in his or her official public duties for personal profit and gain by filing an action entitled, that's if the Bar Association were to have gone into court and filed an action. We're turning that into a criminal situation, and it's right here in front of them. The lines are left blank, so once they file the action, we fill in the date and the time. And they're getting to read this in advance of filing the action. That filing, comprising a clear and direct violation of sections, we list those sections again of Title 18, and I charge that heretofore and before the making and filing of this complaint, on or before the whatever date, in the county of whatever, in the state of whatever, that Mr. Jones or John Jones did then and there unlawfully and willfully violate sections A, B, C, D, etc. of the United States, of Title 18 of the United States Code against the peace and dignity of the United States. So, therein we have it. A response that is sure to get attention, for all I know, may get anger and elicit an indictment or elicit a complaint to the state, but my suspicion is that the attorneys, once they understand that they will be involved as principals, not as backroom fictions making a complaint and saying, oh, you're not entitled to know who made the complaint. No, there's no open book here. It's not arm's length. We're just going to do this in private and hang you by your thumbs. Once they realize that that is not what's going to unfold, then they have to start considering, do I really want to take time out of my busy day and what I really enjoy doing, which is making money and screwing people to undertake a defense of my own position, which, by the way, is not very sound. That's the choice they're being given, but they are being given a good faith way to get out of it. Just provide a letter saying that this matter is closed and that we agree, and especially since the notary was operating within statutes, we agree that we have gotten an education in the powers of notary. And we're powerless to stop unless we're willing to risk a fraud indictment. That said, my friends, we are now done with, let me see if I can find this, with a number of the topics that I had promised you. Let's see here. How to defend a notary public from attack, not drawing funds from Treasury, and let's go to the phones Fred, are you there? Because that'll address the third topic, the 1099A overlay. Fred in Arkansas, are you on the phone?
I am here, Sam.
Thank you for being patient, Fred.
You're welcome. I appreciate ever so much what you're doing.
Thank you very much. Kind of you to say, Fred. So what's your question? I have a feeling it'll be right on point here.
Well, First of all, I'm working with a very capable mentor. I'm relatively new to what we're talking about here. But with the mentor, I feel like, I came on, hit the ground running. But my situation is that I have established a birth certificate bond and all of the things that establishes me. Then I have been presented with from the IRS certain presentments, notice of federal tax liens, blah blah blah. We received those, my wife and I. By the way, we're senior citizens. Returned the presentments accepted for value with a bond, instructions for bond, all of the things that you and others have suggested.
Okay, let me interrupt you one second, Fred. I had thought this was a question about a 1099 overlay. So let me ask you to pause a second.
Okay.
And ask Dave, if you're listening, to please call back, and we're going to squeeze that question in. All right, so where are you at? You're in a tax situation. Is it
yes.
a failure to file, or is it just an assessment?
Yes.
Failure
and,
to file.
And we've done our return to presentments and all of it. Now then, we made the IRS agent a fiduciary on the bond, and he never followed the instructions of the bond to zero the account and whatnot. Well,
okay, that often happens.
All right, so now what they've done, Sam, is on Friday I received a summons in a civil case in the U.S. District Court on the Western District
Fred,
of my state.
I'm gonna have to interrupt you. I'd like you to put this information down in an email and send it over to me. That would be more appropriate than the radio time, I think, for this. Would you do that? Send it over to restore.america@hush.com. That'll give you a chance to gather your thoughts on it. And I'll also mention who your mentor is, because we deal with these situations all day long, and there's very good technology, which I've been reviewing the last few weeks. And especially last week would be apropos.
Okay.
And I also suggest that you download the December 1st program and maybe December 2nd from the archives, because it goes into some of the newer tax technology additions to the BIC process that we're using. And we're also going to be talking about that on the air in more detail. But I would like to stay on point with today's
yes.
subject matter, since I made
yes.
a promise by email, with all due respect.
Restore.America@hush.com.
I'm sorry, at hotmail.com. Good thing you repeated that. At hotmail.com, not at hush.com. At hotmail.com, my apologies to all my friends out there. So if you do that, we'll have a chance to address that, but also mention to me who the mentor is. All right?
Yes.
So
thank
you very much, Fred. I'm sorry for the short call here. We're right at the end of the program as it is, and I want to address this other topic. All right, so Dave, if you're out there, would you call back in? Dave wanted to know if a 1099 overlay is the same as a 1040V voucher. And the answer to that is no. What I said was that in a foreclosure case, that we might ask for a recoupment of the mortgage payments with a 1099A overlay. What happens in these cases, I've seen a number of these over the years. Someone mentioned this to me the other day. He's seen them as well. Is that the bank is sitting with all of these funds that have been paid by the so-called debtor. All of the payments that were made until the house was sold or until the mortgage was satisfied. And they may have hundreds of thousands of dollars of money that came in. But once the mortgage is released, they are required to return those funds and the promissory note. That's the way public policy works. And the only way around that is to claim, is to wait for you to come and get them. And when you don't, the bank files a 1099A abandoned funds. And we can correct that, or we can abort that even by filing our own 1099A, which is an abandoned fund document. But we would indicate that we are the payer, not the recipient. In fact, we paid twice. So if we did receive a 1099A, we would fill in a corrected 1099A marked in the correction box, staple it to the top of the old one, and send it in to IRS. And that's how we would correct the record on that. I'll hopefully talk more about that when we return after the break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, that was a very fast 2 hours. You know, time always goes fast when one is babbling at the mouth, doesn't it? People listening to us think that it was 10 hours of drudgery, and we think it was barely an hour. Turned out it was 2 hours, but to me it felt like 5 minutes. Not enough time to cover all that I had hoped for, but we will be able to complete this discussion tomorrow night. We'll be talking more about the 1099A overlay. we will be talking about registering your claims and your UCC-1 process, as you've come to think of it, your claim against all of your instruments with the Coast Guard as a maritime lien. You may want to do some reading on that between now and then, and how we might also register payment instruments in the public in that manner and in other ways as well, and why that would be a valuable undertaking, especially in things like foreclosures we were just talking about. So that's tomorrow night at 9 p.m., the Lord be willing. Folks, I'd like to read you something from the Geneva version of the Bible. And those of you who are about to say, if you were here in the room, say, the Geneva version, Sam? What's with you? Well, if I want to learn about commerce, I read from the King James Version. And if I want to learn about wisdom, I read from the Geneva Version. And this is from Titus, and it says, "But when the bountifulness and love of God, our Savior toward man, appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we had done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of the new birth and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that we, being justified by his grace, should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Now, I don't know many more constructs of the English language more beautiful than that. And so, at this time of the year, which is a very special time, a time that somehow reaches many people at their core of unconsciousness and makes them think, at least until the doldrums of January, about the implications and consequences of their actions and behaviors. Let me just express to you my appreciation for what has really been an astounding ride this year. And my hope that we can all find forgiveness in our hearts and look to, instead of the negativity that surrounds us, look to the positive spirit and inspiration of the Lord and the Holy Ghost and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and all of the wonderful opportunities and all of the love and light and beautiful things that are available to us in the face of our faces of our grandchildren and children, and in our own faces when we look in the mirror in the morning. How many of you stop to look in the mirror at yourself in the morning and see perhaps what there is to see beyond what you normally might envision? What do you think the Lord sees when he looks at you? Maybe you want to ask yourself that tonight when you're brushing your teeth. What does the Lord see when he looks at me? And what do I see when I look at myself? On that happy note, thank you for joining me. I'll see you tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here. Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thank you for joining me. Good day and God bless. With